Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The National Ag Statistics Service is encouraging farmers to submit the Census of Agriculture that's conducted every 5 years online. Eastern Mountain Region Director Dave Noss says they are hoping more farmers and agricultural landowners will sit down in front of their computers this year to answer the questions.
We're encouraging people to use the online option if they have a good internet connection. That's going to save them some time and effort. It's going to save us some time and effort on the processing side. Of course, got the option to mail the form in the mail as well, and we have people standing by to answer questions. If there's a question that comes up on the form, the toll-free number is available, and we're standing by ready to answer any questions that people might have.
He says filling out the survey online is much like doing your taxes online.
We think we've got a good form and some time-saving ways to shortcut that. Think of kind of these online tax forms that people use when they're filing their taxes. It's very similar. You kind of enter some profile information that kind of walks you through and ask the questions that are pertinent to your specific farming operation.
Noss says that even if farmers don't want to respond online, it's still important to fill out the census.
Responding to that form is going to be the way that they're going to be counted, and the way that we can show the contribution of agriculture to not only the state, but then our local communities as well.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Noss says the majority of the survey is about how the land is being used.
A lot of it is about land use, crops that might be grown, pastures, forages. On the livestock side, we're gathering inventories. We're also getting information on sales and expenditures on the farm.
He notes there are some unusual questions on the survey.
Some miscellaneous categories as well. I think one of the questions asked about the age of barns, which, you know, seemingly someone may ask, what does that have to do with census of agriculture? But it's something that people who are in the business of helping people to maintain and restore older barns, kind of information that's useful to them.
The deadline to complete the census of agriculture is February 5th, 2018. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.